Angeles with her grandma. Always a pleasure to welcome them every year. Okay.
This week's parsha, the Torah tells us, "Vayomer Moshe el Aaron krav el amizbeach, vaseis chatzchav el solosecha, vechaper ba'atcho vad ha'am, vaseis korban ha'am, vechaper ba'adam kasher tzivo Hashem." That Moshe tells Aaron, Yom HaShmini. We're on the Yom HaShmini, the eighth day. The eighth day, according to most Mefarshim, is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We know that the Mishkan was Hukam on Chav Gimel Adar. The Mishkan was Hukam on Chav Gimel Adar, and Rosh Chodesh Nisan was the day that it was permanent, meaning every day during the first 7 days, those were the days of the Miluim of the Hakamas HaMishkan. The Mishkan was put up, taken down, etc. And the first day that it was permanent until the next time Klal Yisrael would be going on their journey in the Midbar was on the eighth day. The eighth day was the day of the Hakamas HaMishkan, and that was when Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, Kravel HaMizbeach, that you should do the Avoda. You should do the Avoda. Which is interesting. Because the Mishkan was what? Was Hukam beforehand, on Chav Gimel Adar. And so, who was doing the Avoda till now? This is the eighth day. So who was doing the Avoda the first 7 days? So take a look, Rabbosai, in the Gemara, in Maseches Tainis, on page 7. Look at the last three lines. You don't have to look at the whole thing. The last three lines on the page. Bameshi mesh Moshe kol zayin yimei hamiluim. So it's kol zayin yimei hamiluim means chav gimel adar, the last 7 days of adar, when the Mishkan was officially up, but it wasn't permanent, Moshe Rabbeinu, so to speak, was the Kohen Gadol then. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen Gadol then. And the Gemara wants to know, a very fascinating question, what was he wearing? What was he wearing? Was he wearing the regular big day kahuna? What exactly was he wearing? Bameshi mesh Moshe kol zayin yimei hamiluim. So the Gemara says, b'cholok lovan, a plain white gown. Rav Kana masni b'cholok lovan she'ein lo imra. In other words, with not even a hem. Just a plain white gown. And we have to understand, what's the significance of that? What changed? Moshe Rabbeinu was Meshamish the first 7 days, B'cholok Lovan. What's the significance that he was Meshamish, that he served in the Mishkan with a white cloak? And then all of a sudden, in Nisan, things change. Moshe Rabbeinu is to say what? You know who's going to do the Avoda now? Aaron. And Vayomer Moshe el Aaron Krav el HaMizbeach. It's your turn. You do it. And the famous Rashi, Shehaya Aaron Bosh, V'yorei Lageshus. Aaron was bashful. He wasn't looking for kavod. Amar lo Moshe lamata Bosh l'kach nivkarta. And Moshe encouraged him to go. So what's... And there's a famous Ramban. The famous Ramban on page 2. Look in the second arrow. Tam dover zeki bavor sheya Aaron kadosh Hashem ve'ein benafsho chet zulosi maisa egel. That Aaron was a pure person. The only shemitz of Avera, the only sin that he committed, perhaps was the maisa egel. Sheya chet hahu kavulo b'machshavoso. And he was always thinking about that sin, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, "V'chatosin negdi tomid." And when he would look at the Mizbeach, like the corner of the Mizbeach, he would think of the Egel, and he would like be paralyzed. And Moshe, that's why Moshe had to give him the extra push. That no, you're going to bring the korban, you're going to be mechater. But the Sefer Moshe Zakenim, when the Rishonim, on page 3, says the following. On the second arrow, "Vigam Amar Lo Mibnei Ma Ata Bosh Lekach Tivcharta Vavur Shachatosa Al Avon HaEgel Haisu Siba Shenivcheres Lios Kohen Gadol." He says, "You see, Aaron was afraid. How could I be the Kohen Gadol? I sinned with the Egel. I'm at fault." So says the Moshe Zakenim, "No, just the opposite. Just the opposite. It's because you sinned." So of course it's never good to do a sin, but you know what? Now we're going to use the Aveira that you did, and we're going to bring something positive out of the Aveira. You know what we're going to say? We're going to say, since a person did an Aveira, of course we never want to do an Aveira, we never should want to do an Aveira, but if it was already done, at least now the Aveira could be used to humble us. To humble us. In other words, a person can become haughty, can become a balgaiva, think he's perfect. When he does an Aveira, not that he lechatchila you do this, but if it happened already, you could always have in mind that, you know, I'm not a balgaiva, I'm not perfect, because, you know, I did such and such in the past. And Moshe says, the fact that you had this Aveira will make sure that even though you're going to get such a big covet now, and to give someone a big covet is not poshut, because he can become, you know how people are, you give them power and they're very haughty and they're big balagaiva. So Moshe says, you know what, I'm called the Anav Mikol Adam, but you know what, Al Tamim Ba'atzmecha Ad Yom Moscha, who knows, I could become a balagaiva because I wasn't involved in the Egel technically. So I can become a balgaiva. Maybe it's not so good for me to become the Kohen Gadol. But you, who did an Aveira, so even though it's not good, but at least that'll be a preservation that you won't become a balgaiva. That you won't become a balgaiva. And he quotes the interesting Gemara in Yuma on Chav Beis Amid Beis. Take a look. On page 4. The Omer of Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon Ben Yotzadok E Mamidim Parnes Alat Zibur Elim Kein Kupo Shal Shrotzim Tlu Yolo Me'akorov. Whereas if we want to appoint somebody who should be the leader, the community leader, we should appoint somebody that perhaps, as Rashi says, has a Kupo Shal Shrotzim. Literally it means he has a box of rodents on around his neck. What does that mean? It means he has something in him or his family that wasn't so perfect. So this way he'll never become such a big balgaiva, because if he becomes a big balgaiva, we'll always say to him, you know, chazor lacharecha, you know, remember what you did in the past, which we're not allowed to say to Anos Dvarim, but he'll think about it. He'll never become such a big balgaiva. Because whenever we appoint somebody for a position of authority, there's always this fear that he's going to become a balgaiva. So that's, says the Moshe Zakenim, that's what Moshe says to Aaron. Krav el ha-mizbeach. You should go to the mizbeach, and you should be the Kohen Gadol. You should be the head man in the Mishkan. Because why? Because that won't cause you to become a balgaiva, because you'll always remember the Chet HaEgel, and it shouldn't be a source of paralysis, but rather it should be a source of preserving your anivus, because you'll never be able to become too much of a balgaiva, because you'll always think back that what? That you sinned and you caused the Chet HaEgel. So there's a classic Hasidic Sefer, the Mor v'Shemesh. And he says an unbelievable thing. He says, you know what? What did we see? Who was originally servicing in the Mishkan? The temporary Kohen Gadol was what? Moshe Rabbeinu. But then once that was just temporary. Once the Mishkan was ready to stay, then it's Aaron. And when we see the Gemara ask, what was he wearing? Ribbono Shel Olam, who cares what he's wearing? So says the Mor v'Shemesh, no, the Gemara is telling us a deep idea. We'll see inside. What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu was wearing a white gown that didn't have an Imra? It means that Moshe Rabbeinu was totally what? Innocent. Totally clean. If a person was totally innocent, we don't want him to become the head, because that could lead to gaiva. So therefore, Dafka Aaron, who had some kupa shel tzratzim, some shemitz, he could be the one. So says the Mor v'Shemesh, second paragraph in the fourth column. Omnam. Nir levar al pi mamar chazal eimam bidin parnis al atzibar on kei kupa shel tzratzim. Kavanosom ki kol parnis asher akum al atzibar v'isabal rinu tzvim amal peretz. In other words, the whole idea is of the leader is the one who's going to daven for the community, and he's going to be machnia. He's going to be subservient to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Moshe Rabbeinu, Sheshimesh Moshe B'cholok Lovon, Ki Hinei Yadu, Ki Maisa Mishkon is coming to be mechaper on the Chet HaEgel. Okay, Moshe Rabbeinu, Bnei Sher, Lo Hayol Bo Shum Shemetz, Mimaisa Ego. Moshe Rabbeinu was not part of the Maisa Ego, so he can't have the proper achnah. He can't have the proper tefila about the Cheda Ego, the proper sincere, the proper remorse. And therefore, he can't be the one who ultimately is going to service in the Mishkan, which is coming. So it's Dafka what? Dafka Aaron. Dafka because he sinned, he was more royal, more royal kach. So Rabosei, it tells you an unbelievable thing. A lot of times, you know, we do things in our past that we're not so proud of. And we're all human, we all make mistakes. You know, that's part of being human. But now, you know what? We could take that negative thing that happened in the past and use it for something positive. And that's exactly what Moshe saw in Aaron. He says, Aaron, because you had that fault, now you're going to become the leader. And Dafka, because you're going to be able to daven the best for the Chet HaEgel, because you had some shaykhus, and we're not afraid that what? That you're going to become too much of a Baal Gaiva. So it shows that one can have something negative in his past, but he can now do tshuva and fakir, use that negativity to bring something positive in the future. And that's the idea of Krav Al HaMizbeach. And that's the idea that Aaron gets. Now I want to show you something, an unbelievable thing from the Dubna Magid. Okay? It's on a medrash about Avram Avinu. And it's a similar idea with a different application. And take a look on page 13 in the medrash. Says the medrash, this is going on the pasuk Noach, Ish Tzadik Tomim Hayah B'Doroso. He says, Amar Rav Yochanan, Kol Mi Shenemar Bo Hayah. If ever it says Hayah was like Noach, Ish Tzadik Tomim Hayah. Hayah means in the past, Mitchiloso V'Atzofu Hu Tzadik. That means that this guy was what? What do we say? FFB, right? From birth. He was mitchiloso v'atz, right? At Sofo was the time. So that's what Noach Hayah is coming from the Hayah b'Doroso. So the Gemara quotes, the Medrash quotes a pasuk in Yecheskel. Echad Hayah Avraham by Yirash as the Arts. It says the Lashon Hayah by Avram Avinu. Now we know that Avram Avinu, you know, he was brought up in not such a great home. Right? Beata who Tchilosu Sofo? You mean to say by Avraham Avinu also? Was he a tzaddik from the beginning till the end? Wasn't he a son of Terach, as explains here in the bottom? So the Medrash answers that Rabbi Levi b'shem Reish Lakish Amar ben Shalosh Shanim hikir as Avraham is Bara. There's one opinion that says that that already at age 3, Avraham knew enough not to believe in his father's idols. So he was a tzaddik from the beginning to the end. But the Gemara, the Medrash says that's good according to that opinion. But there's an opinion that says he wasn't makir, he wasn't believing God until age 48. So you how could you say he was a tzaddik from the beginning? And we said whenever it says the word haya, it's a tzaddik from the beginning. And in Pasuk Yecheskel, refer to Avraham Avinu, Echad Haya Avraham. So that's the kasha of the Medrash. So the Medrash says, Mami. So what's the answer? If you hold he was Makir as HaKadosh Baruch Hu by age 3, then I understand. But he wasn't Makir as HaKadosh Baruch Hu until age 48, ought to say that he was a tzaddik from the beginning. If you say 3, you could say he's a tzaddik from the beginning. But 48? Means the first 48 years he didn't believe. So the Medrash says, Mani Mekayim Haya Shei Mesakein Lahadrish Kol Ha'olam Kula B'Truva. That he was created to remaster everyone B'Truva. But what does that mean? I thought Haya means that you have to be Tzadik Meikara. So what does that mean? Haya means that he was created to cause people to do tshuva. But bottom line is, he wasn't a tzaddik meikara. So the Dugna Magid, in the Sefer All Yaakov, says an unbelievable thing. We're not going to read the whole thing, but I'll show you the key line that I want to zero in on. And it's a beautiful idea. He says like this. Avram was a tzaddik meikara. But he wasn't. He only believed from Lach, age 48. That's pretty much not a tzaddik meikara. So he says like this. So Me'ata, second column on page 14, Yashiru divrei medrash, Tuki Avram alav ha-shalom, She'amachnis nechoshes rabos tachas kanfei ha-shchina, Moshakosov as ha-nefesh ha-sa'asu b'chorot, Iru ha-ya oved u-makir ha-shem yisbarach min-urav, He says a beautiful idea. He says, if Avram would have been a fruit from birth, then he would never have been matzliach in his feud. Because people would have said to him that, how can you tell us not to worship idols? You don't know what idols are. You don't know what it's all about. So how can you tell us that we should be worshiping God and not the idols? But Avram says, no, I was like you for the first 48 years. So basically what Avram was able to do, and therefore I can relate to you, and Avram became, I tell you that worshiping idols is not proper, and it's all sheker. So now, what is Avram Avinu able to do? He's able to take the first 48 years that weren't so great, and he didn't believe, and now use them for good. Because now, people could say, he could relate to us. You know, he knows exactly what the idols are all about. And he knows exactly what it is. And yet he's telling us that we shouldn't worship them. From him, we'll listen. So, says the Magid, that's shot in the Medrash. That what it means, that Avraham was Noah to be Madrid, it means that he was able to take something negative. The first 48 years that he didn't believe in God, and now use it for something positive. Because if he didn't have that experience, then he wouldn't have been matzliach. So he used that negativity that he had in the past to what? To influence people in the future. And the Mela, he gets credited for the first 48 years as a tzaddik gadol. And that's pshat
in the Dugla Magid,
which is similar, a little bit different, but similar to the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, you know, you are the one who's going to go to the Mishkan and represent the Jewish people and do bring kapara for the Cheta Ego, but not me, because I can't relate. I'm not the one to do it. I can become a Falgaiva, I can't have proper tefillah on behalf of the Cheta Ego. But you who had that negative thing, that bad experience, now you use it for the good. And that's the shock, Rabosai, in the famous Gemara in Yuma, on page 16. The Gemara says in Yuma that if a person does tshuva, his donos nasas lo kishkogos, but one opinion says what? His donos nasas lo kishkogos. If you do tshuva me'ava. And if you do tshuva me'ava, all the negativity becomes positive. All the sins revert to mitzvahs. So what does that mean? So based on what we saw by Aaron and by Avram Avinu, it fits in very well. That the person learns from his past experience, he's able to use something that he did in the past, and he now can understand life better, or can now influence someone. So it means that whatever you did in the past is some. We don't say, okay, the past is gone, but now you can learn from your past. If a person made a mistake and did something, it's not something that I did bad and then, you know, it's no longer relevant. You do tshuva, it means you can take that negative experience and build it to be positive. And this Shabbos, Bez Hashem, is Shabbos Para. And we know that Parah Aduma, as Rashi points out from Rav Moshe Hadarshan, on one hand, Parah Aduma is what? Is a chok. It's something we don't understand. Right? But on the other hand, we know that Rashi tells us that it's the kapara for the Cheta Ego. It's a kapara for the Cheta Ego. But we said, who is the ultimate mechaper for the Cheta Egel? Is Aaron. Because Aaron is the one who was part of it. And he understands, so he could do the proper tshuva. And he could be the example of the proper tefillah. But it's interesting that Chazal tell us in the Medrash on page 19, V'yikul alecha para aduma, Amar of Yossi b'Rav Chanina, Amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe, l'cha ani megala tam para avala acher chuka. So he says an unbelievable thing, that the only one that the Medrash says that even though the Parah Aduma, we don't understand the reason, even though we know it's a form of Kapara for the Chet Egel, but we don't really understand the reason, but the only one who understood the reason was Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's this idea? That Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says, L'cha ani megala tam para. For Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm going to tell you the Tampara, but for everyone else is a chok. So the Sefer Yismach Yisrael, that's from the Alexander Rebbe, Zatzal, he says very simple. This is based on the same idea we said before. Because the Pashat Shad, the Beis Halevi discusses this in a different context. He says, what's the whole idea of the Cheta Egel? The whole idea of the Cheta Egel, like the Beis Halevi explained, is what? Is people thought that they're going to act on their own svara, their own, whatever they think is right, without a command from God. They think the right thing now is to build a Cheta Egel, that's what they're going to do. That's what they're going to do. They're going to act without, and that's why the Beis Halevi writes, by the Mishkan it always says, Kasher Tziva Hashem, Kasher Tziva Hashem, because everything they're doing now is not on their own, it's with the Tziva Hashem. So says the Yismach Yisrael, that the pshat is like this. The reason why the Parah Aduma is a kapara for the Cheta Egel is because it's exactly the thing. The Parah Aduma is something we don't understand. We still do, based on Hashem's command. And the Cheta Egel is when we're taking our own minds and we're not listening to Hashem and we think what we do is right. So that gufa is the kapara of the Cheta Egel, that we're going to do something now without full understanding, and we're going to do it. So it says the Alexander Rebbe, he says that's pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to know the Tam, because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need the kapara for the Chet HaEgel. Because like we said before, Moshe Rabbeinu is totally pure from the Chet HaEgel. That's why he wore a chaluk lavan, she'ein bo imra. So he can know the reason also. But we, and including Aaron, could not know the reason. And then he quotes the famous pshat in the Rav Shechter likes to say this over by Rosh Hashanah, that says in Tehillim on page 21. Tuv tam vadas lamdeini ki b'mitzvasecha hemanti. And he explains it means like this: we're asking Hashem to explain to us the laws of the Torah. Ki b'mitzvasecha hemanti means that there was a lot of people say, if I'll understand it, then I'll do it. But I have to understand. I don't do it if I don't understand. So what we say to Hashem is like this, and this is the way the Alexander Rebbe explains. Tuv tam vadas lamdeini. Explain us the Torah. We want to understand. But kibum etzosecha emanti means because I'm going to do it anyway. In other words, my observance of Torah is not because I understand exactly. I trust you, God. I have emunah. It's not that teach it to me because then I'll decide whether it's good or not. No, it's not for me to decide. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us it's good. We do it whether we understand it or not. So we say, Hashem, we'd like to understand because that can make it even a more meaningful experience. But kibum mitzvasecha emanti, but because I'm going to do it anyway. And if I'm going to do it anyway, that means my belief is not contingent upon my understanding. And that ultimately is the kapara for the chet ha'egel. Then he quotes some more midrashim that yehi libi tom b'chukecha. The pasuk is talking about the chukas parah, the chukas ha'pesach. We can look at it later, but that, the idea being that this is the emunah b'Hashem. So Rabosai, let's just review what we saw. The idea is, Rabosai, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Aaron, you are the one who's going to do the avodah. Even though till now, the first 7 days, I did it, but you want, because the Iker Mishkan is for the Chet HaEgel, and you're going to be Mechatre. And the idea is that Aaron had something that he did wrong with the Chet HaEgel, but that negative thing that you had in the past, you shouldn't think that you can't move on. No, Kravel HaMizbeach, like the Ramban says, Aaron was afraid. He was paralyzed. Moshe said, no, if you did something in the past, you'll do tshuva, but then you have to move on. And then Dafka Aaron could use that negativity to be the proper leader of Klal Yisrael and won't become a Balgaiva and will offer the proper tfilos to be Mechaper, and he was able to use the past, the negative past, for the future, just like Avram Avinu is able to use the first 48 years that he didn't believe, but now he could use that experience to help others, and now people will say, ah, I'm going to listen to him, because him I could relate to, because he was like me, and nonetheless, he was, he did tshuva, and he rejected it. So Rabosai, Ezra Hashem, we begin soon, Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is the month, like Rav Lichtenstein once said, it's the Rosh Chodeshim, it's a new year, it's a new Mahalach, so everything we did in the past, when it was good, it should be more good. And if it wasn't so good, it should be a learning experience for the future. It shouldn't be something that will reject us and not enable us to go on. And if we use our past, even if it's a negative past, for something positive in the future, then we're considered a tzaddik mei kara like Avram Avinu, and then we're considered like Aaron HaKohen, Krav al HaMizbeach, that everyone should go ahead with their right foot forward and to be over Hashem, to take advantage of your years in yeshiva, to learn properly, to do chesed, and whatever was till now, the good things should continue to be good, the things that weren't so good, you should be able to learn from those experiences to have a bright future in the future. Good job, sir.